Paper Moon was an Academy Award-winning film that was sort of based out of Hays. A lot of filming wasn't done in Hays, but Hays was home base. And there were scenes that were filmed in Hays. But McCracken, La Crosse, Dorrance, Gorham, Wilson, those areas around us had a lot of key scenes in the movie.
The 2023 Summer Art Walk is just around the corner. Hays Arts Council Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
This weekend's a really great weekend. There's a lot of things going on and other things even going on in our community far beyond what we're doing with the, you know, at the Hays Arts Council or the Art Walk or that sort of thing. But we do have a really, really special event on Friday night. I want to hit that one first. And we'll segue into all the Paper Moon goodies. But the Hays Arts Council Summer Art Walk is this Friday. The base time is 6:30 to 9:30. And we have a really great assortment of locations. And right out of the gate, I'll just remind everybody that if they go to our website, they can download and watch, you know, just follow along with their phone. Or if they want to just print out their own copy, I always make sure I post it as just an 8.5 by 11. So it's easy to print out, a decent size, walk around the community or plan your strategy for the evening, because there are a lot of good features on it. We'll at the Hays Arts Center, we'll be having two new exhibitions. David Friday's from Russell, these big, bold, wonderful, colorful things with just all kinds of imagery in them. It's really fun and exciting. It's a great summer exhibition. Really excited to have his work here. And then in our Founders Gallery, we've again got a wonderful explosion of color, but it feels different. It's Diane Lawrence with her beautiful dye on silk paintings. And they're really stunning. Lots of sky scenes with them and the way she blends this. But it's a different type of media because it's actually dye on silk. But they're so stunning and just vibrant and I don't know, they're wonderfully engaging. But so two great summer exhibitions full of lots of color at the Hays Art Center. But then we also have other spots on the Chestnut Street building with Big Brothers, Big Sisters doing a showcase of their you know, organization and things the kids have done with and without the Bigs. You know, the library, a great exhibition by Ji Huang, who's a painting instructor at the university. Sina's Massage always gets on board with a unique exhibition. Jessica Hughes does great crystal, gemstone, jewelry, Reiki-inspired things, sort of therapeutic things. And in her designs, it's really cool. Custom Creations, it's always exciting to go in there with whatever they've got because it's a creative, you know, just a creative barrel of energy in there all the time. But they do bring in specific artists. This time it'll be Maria Kistler with other works by DSNWK artists, in addition to the creative work in there with the repurposed furniture and things like that. Mad Matter Frame Shop and Gallery is doing something a little different. They are having a private art collection sale, I think on behalf of someone who's got some nice work. I haven't seen it, but they are sort of a resale place for this lovely collection of art for a short time. Paisley is having music after hours with Engel Dethridge Trio. Regina's will have floral and landscape paintings by Dolores Pedersen. At the Annex, we've got a Paper Moon showcase, which I'll come back to, but also a really cool Fort Hays Forsyth Library exhibition called Tiger's Favorite Pastime. And it features wonderful photographs from the Tiger Baseball Collection archives. And there are some great team photos in there from like 1910, 1920s, really cool photos, as well as some more contemporary things. But it's really, really a neat look at the history of baseball overall, but specifically some great images through Fort Hays Forsyth's archival collections. It's very cool. That's sort of in that center area again. And at the Downtown Park and Pavilion will be the Pack the Pavilion party that the Hays Young Professionals is doing. DJ, music, dancing, family fun and games, and I think they're bringing in some food trucks. And their event is actually getting started around 6 and going to go till 11. So the night's going to be a little longer. If, you know, after the art walk, you've still got more time you can spend at the pavilion. And again, a very family-oriented event. So good for everyone to come out to, like the rest of the art walk as well. Breathe Coffee House will have drawings and paintings by Robert Joy, a wonderful artist who passed away a few months back, and we just love his work. We had a body of it, so we're helping Breathe Out by providing their exhibition this go-round. Defiance Downtown is hosting the Ellis County Cancer Council. They'll be having ceramics by Jordan Brown, but also a special fundraising project with a variety of wonderful things, including some art for their organization. And that'll be in that meeting gathering room there at Defiance Downtown. Really encourage people to go by and support this organization and the great work that they do. The Historical Society, as you guys have chatted with on the program, the new exhibition that they're opening this summer, that they just opened already, called Notorious, just opened. But I just think I'm excited to see that one myself. But just the history of some of the bad guys, you know, around this area, you know, in different time periods, from the Wild West to, you know, the bank robbers in the, you know, in the 30s and 40s. So kind of a cool exhibition. And then we've got STEM Harvest, which is the former Hayes Daily News building. I'm really excited about that. Dallas Hazelhorst, Dallas and Dacia have been wanting to be part of the art walks, and they're finally at a place with the STEM Harvest suite finished in there. And because they're a technological organization in so many ways with the STEM programming and engineering, science, technology, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing a showcase on the AI revolution. And having some art images and showing, exploring how those are generated through different artificial intelligence models. And there's a whole, you know, philosophical, moral, and ethical dilemma with that. Now, if you know what it is and people are just playing with it and they're not trying to present it as something other than it is, that's okay. It's when it's being presented as something that it's not. But I think it'll be a really interesting opportunity for people to get a better understanding of what is this artificial intelligence stuff that they talk about and generating, you know, fake, you know, artificial art through it and things. So I think it'll be interesting on a variety of levels. And they're going to open an hour early. They're opening already at 5:30, knowing they're so far south on Main Street. It'll give people a chance to hit that first and work your way back. And since we've got a few cool things on the end of Main down there on the south end, this gives you an opportunity to not miss anything as you make your way further north. But I really want to encourage people to get down there. It's exciting to have all the wonderful things going on that are now being generated in the old Hayes Daily News building and with the Hazelhorst work and everything. Moss Thorne's Gallery of Art is another one that's kicking off a little early, 6:30 to 8:30 for them as well. Bethany Panhorst's MFA exhibition of Dust. And I have a feeling it's going to be really awesome. Haven't seen it, but I've seen examples of her work. I think it'll be really unique and interesting and powerful. But that's down at the Moss Thorne's Gallery at Fort Hayes. And Sternberg Museum has this kind of cool thing going on, which you'll be able to see all summer. So if you don't get out there, but it was a great time for them to let everyone know it's ready. It's called the Bee Project, and it's out an outdoor sculpture installation that they have put up this summer, something that was a traveling thing. And it is in that northwest edge of the parking lot, right there sort of as the mouth, the entrance area of the Howard Reynolds Nature Trail that I know a lot of people are familiar with, and out in that area is where they have Easter egg hunts and things. But that's where it's at. And quite frankly, you'll be able to go there kind of anytime. There's no fee or anything. It's just that it's not illuminated. So if you go out at a certain time of day, you may not be able to enjoy it in the same way. But we want to encourage people about that. But again, the base time, 6:30 to 9:30, with some special times allotted for some of these special events. But I definitely want to bring in the Paper Moon celebration as well. Paper Moon was an Academy Award-winning film that was sort of based out of Hayes. A lot of filming wasn't done in Hayes, but Hayes was home base. And there were scenes that were filmed in Hayes, but McCracken, La Crosse, Dorrance, Gorham, Wilson, those areas around us had a lot of key scenes in the movie that were, I mean, they were integral to the whole thing. And so this was a big deal. A lot of movies aren't shot out here in, you know, Western Kansas, especially Academy Award winning ones. And so it was a big deal. And this is the 50th anniversary. It's 50 years ago this summer that Hayes was the host of the Midwest premiere of Paper Moon. It premiered nationally a little earlier and things were done different in those days. But the Midwest premiere of the movie was here in Hayes at the Fox Theater. In fact, the Hayes Arts Council hosted the premiere reception for that event. And so 20 years ago, the Hayes Arts Council celebrated the 30th anniversary. And we actually had a film, a showing with the good traditional reels and celluloid and the equipment at the Fox 20 years ago, as well as a bunch of the memorabilia at the Arts Council. Well, I put it in a box. I don't collect stuff. I'm not a hoarder, but I also don't want to ever throw anything away. So all these newspaper articles we copied, pay stubs from people who were in it, special features out of the Wichita papers, the Kansas City papers, articles out of TV Guide and Mad Magazine, who did a whole big feature on Paper Moon. And I've got copies of a TV guide, which because of the TV series, but the Paper Moon, it was called Caper Goon, was the big spoof that they did in an early 74 copy of Mad Magazine. We'll have that on display, and lots of articles and things and some photographs. But then it's also the 50th anniversary of the development of the television series, for which Hayes did figure very prominently. And a lot of people don't know about that so much. It was only one season long, and probably in large part to the fact that it premiered on ABC opposite the Waltons on CBS in their third year. And so two similar kind of things. And around here, a lot of people never even saw it, even though there were a lot of Hayes people in the television series. A lot of them were cast. But ABC, you know, KAYS was a CBS affiliate, and KNBC in Great Bend was an NBC affiliate. You couldn't get with an antenna 50 years ago around here an ABC affiliate, which is what Paper Moon aired on. But the star of the Paper Moon television series far surpassed any notoriety that Tatum O'Neill had, even with the Academy Award, because the star of the television series was Jodie Foster. And Chris Connolly, who had just come off one of the biggest television shows, Peyton Place, we've heard about Peyton Place, he was a star on that. Those were the Moses and Addie Prey in the television series. So everything really was aligned that it should have all worked, but scheduling, I think, was a big deal on that. So anyway, we'll have a lot of things from the television series as well. Lots of shots locally crossing the old swinging bridge, and there were scenes filmed in the Alpha Gamma Delta house and all over, down at Vincent at the church and the school and the Grants Villa. So a lot of really cool things. Those will be up in the annex on Friday night, a lot of that things. But then Paper Moon, the movie, will be getting, oh, and Defiance created a new beer called Trixie Delight, which is the name of the Madeleine Kahn character in the movie. And samples of that are going to be getting served in the annex for 21 and over to commemorate. So Defiance joined in on the fun, and so did the McCracken Historical Society. And so Saturday night in Beach Schmidt at 7 p.m. will be a free showing of Paper Moon in the Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center. No fee. We're hoping, and I think there's arrangements out there to maybe have some old trucks and vehicles out front. And Sunday afternoon at 2, another free showing of Paper Moon at the Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center. So if you want to see it on a big screen inside air-conditioned comfort, come to Beach Schmidt Saturday night or Sunday afternoon. But we're really excited to share that McCracken is doing some great things all day on Saturday. They've got a barbecue picnic, kind of a luncheon, and they've got some very cool artifacts since they figured so prominently in it. But great stuff, and you'll find all of this at our website, and that's hayesartscouncil.org. Follow us on Facebook. There's things that pop up there all the time, and that way you don't have to miss anything, including we still have room in some of our summer classes. They've been going great, but we have more. We start the Critters classes this next week, and we've got lots of great things running in July. And so check that out. If anything's full, it's noted as full on our website. But you can call if you have any questions. But we still have some room in some of our fabulous summer art programs for kids. And the wheels just keep going. But Art Walk this Friday. And I just hope everyone can come join us, because to take part in everything, it's just free. It's all free Friday night, unless you buy some art or something, some food along the way. But otherwise, it's just there for the community to enjoy and celebrate just all the good stuff we have around here.
It's going to be a good time.
And Brenda, I think it's going to be a wonderful time.
Thanks for coming in and telling us about it, but thanks for making all this happen too. It's going to be so great, and I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm going to be down there having fun as well, and hopefully we get a good crowd.
I think so. And again, remember, some things start early, so you can make the night a little longer if you want to.
Yeah. The whole weekend, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
the whole
weekend.
It goes from
5 o'clock Friday to
right
all through,
absolutely,
through Sunday.
Absolutely. It's a great community with good stuff, and we need everybody to just recognize it and enjoy it, because that's what it's about.